The Other Gods. Atop the tallest of Earth's peaks dwell the gods of Earth, and suffer no man to tell that he hath looked upon them. Lesser peaks they once inhabited, but ever the men from the plains would scale the slopes of rock and snow, driving the gods to higher and higher mountains, till now only the last remains. When they left their older peaks, they took with them all signs of themselves, save once, it is said, when they left a carven image on the face of the mountain which they called Ngranik. But now they have betaken themselves to unknown Kadath, in the cold waste where no man treads, and are grown stern, having no higher peak whereto to flee at the coming of men. They are grown stern, and where once they suffered men to displace them, they now forbid men to come, or coming, to depart. It is well for men that they know not of Kadath in the cold waste, else they would seek injudiciously to scale it. Sometimes, when Earth's gods are homesick, they visit in the still night the peaks where once they dwelt, and weep softly as they try to play in the olden way on remembered slopes. Men have felt the tears of the gods on white-capped Thuri, though they have thought it rain, and have heard the sighs of the gods in the plaintive dawn winds of Lirion. In cloud ships the gods are wont to travel, and wise cotters have legends that keep them from certain high peaks at night, when it is cloudy, for the gods are not lenient as of old. In Ulthar, which lies beyond the river Sky, once dwelt an old man avid to behold the gods of Earth, a man deeply learned in the seven cryptical books of Hsan, and familiar with the Pnakotic manuscripts of distant and frozen Lomar. His name was Barzai the Wise, and the villagers tell of how he went up a mountain on the night of the strange eclipse. Barzai knew so much of the gods that he could tell of their comings and goings, and guessed so many of their secrets that he was deemed half a god himself. It was he who wisely advised the burgesses of Ulthar when they passed their remarkable law against the slaying of cats, and who first told the young priest Atal where it is that black cats go at midnight on St. John's Eve. End of side 5. To continue, turn the cassette over.